who eggs people's houses anymore, like as a grown-up, right? Don't you think that you reach an age where you're too old to egg somebody's house?
Remember, like, Justin Bieber did it, like, 5-6 years ago?
Yes.
And he had to, like, go to court for, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to, like, he had to go to, like, rehab or something after he egged somebody's house. Like, people freaked out about it.
So Angie Everhart, if you forgot her, she was a supermodel. She was a Playboy model at one time. She was a big deal at one time.
At one time. And now over the last 5 to 10 years, I feel like she's just known for being a little bit unstable.
So she got into an argument with her neighbor because she said the neighbor's dog was too loud.
Mm-hmm.
So they got into an argument about it. They went to bed. And the next morning, this is the neighbor, woke up and her house had been egged. This is the video she made for the landlord.
This is showing you that they egged the front door as well. And I'm not cleaning this up. These are your other tenants. They egged this apartment.
That she's basically saying Angie Everhart egged her apartment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what? Like, that's a grown woman. What are you talking about? She got up in the middle of the night and egged your house?
Yeah. Seems weird, right?
Yes.
This is why you got to own your own house, man. You can't be in an apartment building sometimes, especially if you got crazy right next door.
Well, it doesn't help. I mean, it doesn't matter if you didn't even own your property. It doesn't stop the fact that people are crazy and egg things.
Right. If you had like a separate yard or whatever, you know, just stay away from me, basically.
You ever egg anybody? Be honest.
I mean, not since I was a teenager. I mean, Halloween, right? Teenage years. Not really like out of sorts other than that time. I mean, I don't feel good about it now. I don't feel terrible about it either. I mean,
really?
It's a kid thing, you know? Listen, I had friends that did it on such a grander scale, man. I had friends, they removed the windows on the back of their Toyota Corolla and bought a gross of eggs. Do you know how many eggs are in a gross of eggs?
I don't know.
It was a mess. So one of them worked at the supermarket and it was like, and it wasn't even a gross, like it was a gross of a gross. Like it was like a massive box of eggs and nobody could sit in the back seat because there were so many eggs. And then they drove around and threw those at people. Do you know, getting hit by an egg at like 40 miles per hour, 50 miles per hour, is not going to feel good.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not. I remember one.
You know who you are, Danny Ann. You did it. You did it with the primered Corolla and you know it.
It's terrible.
And my friend Eric was the one that ordered the eggs and you're both going to hell for it.
I've never been egged, thank God. But like, I just can't imagine having to clean it up. Like, what a mess that is.
Well, you know? It damages stuff too.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's the thing is, it's like, I mean, I guess if you get it in perfect conditions and you get it rinsed right off, it's no big deal. But like, if heat or anything hits it, it's bad. I remember Justin Bieber's door was like 10 grand for his neighbor's door.
We didn't ever egg anybody. But what we did do one time, and I still feel bad, kind of bad about it.
Yeah.
But my cousin was dating this guy for a long time and he cheated on her with another girl.
Yeah.
And to get the girl back, it was in the prime time of fake tanning.
So wait a minute. You went after the girl and not the guy. Because that makes sense.
It doesn't
okay,
make sense.
Okay, so what
now.
Did you do
it
to the girl?
It made sense when we were 16.
Yeah, okay. So what did you do to the girl?
Well, we bought a bunch of tangerines because she was so orange from all the fake tanning.
Yeah.
And we threw the tangerines at her house. But I feel like that was better because at least like it didn't make a mess. You just got delicious fruit in your yard.
I mean, a tangerine is firm like a baseball. Did you bust any windows?
No, of course not.
Yeah, you just got mad at her for being pretty. That's it. Sorry.
I feel bad about it. It's so childish now. But imagine doing that as an adult. It seems so crazy.
Yeah.
What was your egging incident? Were you at the receiving end of the egg?
Were you
throw the egg?
Right. Were you egger, the eggy? Which one were you?
1-800-330-9999. Angie Everhart is 52 years old. She's a former Playboy model. I looked it up. Yeah, I found it. She's 52.
She had to be older. Right. Okay.
She just got called. The cops got called on her because she egged her neighbor's house. 52 years old, egged her neighbor's house, mad about the dog barking. What? What? And what age do you stop egging people's houses? Because I thought it was 12.
I mean, if somebody had done something, you know, immature to you and you responded with immaturity, that would be one thing. But, you know, your neighbor's dog is barking and you egg their house. It seems a little bit crazy, right?
Yeah. We went around the office because we're curious. Like, have you ever been egged before? Mm. What happened?
I had my car egged one time in the winter and the egg froze to the roof of the car. So that was fun. And 1 year we did go out with some eggs on mischief night, but it wasn't anybody's house. I did hit a person, though.
I mean, that's supposed to be better?
Right.
That sounds terrible.
I mean, it wasn't anybody's house. It was just their cranium.
Right.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Thanks, man. Oh,
in that situation, I'd rather you hit the house.
Right. I mean, did you hit the cranium before they got the car? Because it seems like you got what was coming to you at that point, right?
Yes, not my house egg, but I have egg at someone's house. I went camping and they were leftover eggs, and we were like, oh, let's not waste them. I don't know why we wouldn't save them, but I was like, yeah, just throw them at a house. It's just a random house. It wasn't spiteful. It was more out of a, let me just hit that really quick, you know?
What?
What?
Not spiteful.
Right, no, it was really for the green. It was for the betterment of the planet. Let's make sure we recycle here by throwing this egg somewhere.
I like that she defends herself by saying it wasn't spiteful.
Yeah, just a random house. We did it with love.
It was fine. What are we going to do with these leftover eggs? Make an omelet? No. Just toss them.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't, but my neighbors did when I lived in Wisconsin. And then it rained the next day. Oh, it was brutal. They were not happy.
I can imagine not.
Yeah, no, that would be disgusting. And how do you do your neighbor's house? They're right next door to you.
Well, that's like the time. Remember what I did when I was stupid and young? Yeah. So it was mischief night. And I was young, but I don't actually do.
I want to just prefix this by saying that Anna is a rule follower. Mm. And this is the most abrasive thing she's ever done in her life. Please explain now.
I took an egg.
Yeah.
And I put it in my neighbor's mailbox, but I wrote Happy Halloween on it.
Right.
And I thought that that was me being crazy.
And
that
you didn't.
I didn't smash
the egg.
No.
That was just an egg sitting in the mailbox.
That was it.
That's it.
That
okay.
was my version.
Back
of
to
egging.
The more fun, crazy stories here.
I still feel bad about that. I still feel bad about that.
Why?
I don't know.
You didn't even do anything.
I don't know.
No, but TP'd definitely in the trees. It's a pain to get rid of it all, that's for sure. It's there for months afterwards. If they're really good at it, and I've seen some people with really good technique as far as their arm, they're able to basically drape, take it right over the tree, do a lot of damage that way.
I feel like toilet papering is the big cousin of egging, okay. Right? Don't yeah. you feel like they go hand in hand? Like it's mischief night is egging and toilet papering.
But it's really less destructive, right? Birds are going to use that for nesting. All right, you're almost giving back.
I don't.
It's pretty nice.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. I wouldn't want either of them. Were you the egger or the eggy? And what happened? 1-800-330-9999. There's one guy on hold right now, they're telling me. And he said he got ambushed. And I can't wait to hear this. It's coming up next. Powered by DoorDash. Shine bright this summer with Dash Pass by DoorDash. Get more member-only perks and discounts than ever before. Sign up now with promo code ORDER50 for 50% off your first order up to $15 value. It's childish, ridiculous, but somehow still seems to happen. Have you ever been egged or were you the eggy? 1-800-330-9999. A supermodel, 52-year-old Angie Everhart, just had the cops called on her for egging her neighbor's house. Like, come on.
Yeah, there's got to be better ways to handle it. I do appreciate immaturity when it's truly called for. In this case, not so much. All right, Anthony, were you the egger or the eggy? What happened?
I was the eggy. It was when I was in college. I was upstate in Hyde Park, New York, and me and my friend were driving on a back road at night. There wasn't a house in sight. It was like all, you know, windy back road.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, egg came flying out of nowhere and hit the car like a rock. Those things are crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
So we stopped and got out and we're like looking around. It was just woods. And there wasn't anyone there. It was the weirdest thing. So I don't know why we got out of the car, but we got back in immediately and left.
So wait a minute.
It was Bigfoot.
Day, I'm like...
It was Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster attacked you with eggs.
No, wait a minute. So, I mean, the first thing I'm thinking is you get one egg across the bow. It's a shot across the bow. So you pull over. Then yeah. I figure you're about to get ambushed and completely slaughtered. And that did not happen?
Egg sniper.
Right. You were in the kill zone.
That's what it was.
It was a bird. Yeah, the shot
right,
went out.
Right. I mean, that was it. Right. A chicken threw that egg. Right. Like, just, you know, just gas, maybe. It just ejected at a speed that it wasn't thinking would happen. Okay. Wow.
I'll tell you what happened. There was a group of 11-year-olds wearing their Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle t-shirts hiding in the bushes. You just didn't see them. Hey, Austin, what happened? Were you the egger or the eggy?
I was the egger.
Oh, boy. What did you do?
All right, so listen, let me start off with, I'm not proud of this. I am 41 years old,
yeah.
And I was a teenager at the time in high school, and I still feel guilty.
Okay.
So my brother and I and all our friends, because we're young teenagers, we're sick in the mind, and what we used to do is we would buy eggs months in advance before Halloween and let them sit in the basement. So they'd be rotten and gross. And then during Halloween, we would have wars with our friends of who could egg each other with these horrible eggs.
Yeah.
So we're out. We see a group of our friends, and we all start throwing at each other, and they start running. And I grab out one of the special eggs, and I launch this thing, and it is dead set on hitting the group of our friends as they're running. And I'm watching this thing go, and at the last second, my friends juke out of the way because it was a group of little kids. And this thing, and when I tell you of the little kids, the adorable seven-ish-year-old little girl in a white, beautiful princess dress.
Oh, my gosh.
Dead center. And I'm like, oh, God. Everything slowed down to about 1,000 frames per second.
Just say you're sorry right now. Just say you're sorry right now,
because
that poor little girl is listening.
I've been saying it. I've been saying it for over 20 years. I am sorry to whoever she was.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's so terrible.
You never know where that egg is going to land.
No, you're right.
Never know.
This is why you can't do that stuff.
Yeah. I know. I felt so bad. It was bad.
All right, man. I absolve you of your sins, but
I don't.
I mean, it's still terrible. But I absolve you of your sins.
Thank you for not absolving me. Anna.
Were you the egger or the eggy? There's a story about Angie Everhart. She's a former Playboy model, supermodel, and she's 52 years old. Just got the cops called on her for egging her neighbor's house.
Not very grown up. Your dog's too loud. Let me do this. Okay.
So, did it ever happen to you? Have you ever been egged? What happened? I feel like this has become confession hour. 1-800-330-9999. Go ahead, Dave. What went down?
I was the egger.
Okay. What did you do? Tell us.
All right. This is going back a number of years, so I guess I could probably admit it now. Back when I was a kid, we used to play football on the street. You know, a lot of kids play in the street.
Sure.
We had this one guy, every time he would come home, he lived on the block, he would literally, I mean, we thought he was trying to run us over. Every time we played a baseball game, football game. So we figured, all right, one night we're going to get this guy back. So we go out, we buy a couple of dozen eggs, and we figure we're just going to egg the front of his house. I know it's going to be hard to believe. He has a big bay window. We start throwing eggs at the house. The bay window shatters.
Oh, no.
Now, we've got like four dozen eggs. Me, the big coward, I start to run the minute the window breaks. My friends look at me, and they stay there, and they continue to unload about three dozen eggs into this guy's living room.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't even know what to say.
I mean, the police were called. They were with spotlights searching all the houses on the blocks. We're sitting in my friend's basement dying. I'm literally like ready to die because my parents would find out I probably wouldn't be talking to you today.
Right.
And nobody ever found out that it was us.
Oh, my God.
And you've been carrying that guilt for all these years.
You know, I really felt bad, but you know what? He stopped trying to run us over whenever we played baseball in the street.
Right. I bet he did.
I think he got the message somehow.
Yeah, he knew. Man, I mean, that's serious damage.
Right.
Coming in the house. I can't even imagine.
I don't know how an egg could break a bay window, but somehow it did it.
Are you sure they were regular
two
eggs,
dozen
not
eggs,
like ostrich
followed right
eggs?
In.
Right. Your friend threw a rock. All right. Yeah. Your friend threw a boulder. That's what happened, right?
No, they were regular. So that's my story.
Still doesn't seem okay to me.
But is there ever a right time to egg someone? We asked one of our coworkers, and this is what happened to her.
Okay, so my ex-boyfriend cheated on me, and my friend was like, okay, I'm going to go and pick up cigarettes. I'll be right back. So she gets back from the gas station and grabs a carton of eggs, puts it on my lap, and she's like, we're going to his house. I shut up to his house, went inside. He was playing poker with his friends. I slapped him in the face, walked out. He followed me out, and as he was, like, apologizing at the bottom of the driveway, I just started launching eggs at him, his house, his car, everything.
I know it sounds very immature, but does anybody feel bad for him?
You know what? Knowing the stories from her ex over and over and the nasty stuff that dude did.
Nah.
He deserved it.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know what? I applaud her for being bold enough to walk up in the house and slap him. When the relationship's over, I don't think you walk in the front door anymore. But I guess when she does, she feels like it, she does.
It's the only time it's okay to egg someone, I think.